With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A former Donald Trump lawyer has pleaded guilty to aiding the former president's efforts to overturn his election defeat in Georgia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Lawyer Sidney Powell reached a deal with prosecutors after being charged with violating the state's anti-racketeering law. She pleaded guilty to 6 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional election interference in Georgia. As a result, she will pay a fine and serve 6 years of probation. Powell also agreed to testify against Trump and the other 16 co-defendants in the case if prosecutors ask her to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Refusing to drop out, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is telling GOP colleagues he would back a temporary U.S. House Speaker, likely Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, for several months until January as he works to shore up support to win the gavel himself. But after failing twice to win the gavel, no third vote is planned. Speaking to reporters, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy detailed what was going on in the GOP meetings.
There was a debate in there. Should we allow McHenry to have that power so we can deal with Israel and others and keep things working? I know the Democrats tried to make some legal thing against it. And that's the discussion we're having in there.
The House has been paralyzed since McCarthy's historic ouster on October 3rd. Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations all across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. President Biden has announced he will address the nation on both the Israeli and Ukrainian crises tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's only the second time the president has used prime time to address the nation. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 250 points, the Nasdaq dropped 128. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is getting ready for another road trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel for 2 nights in Rome next month. The festival will take place in the arena that hosted the 1960 Olympic Games in the Eternal City. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform. Graham is a globetrotter, just as his father was, preaching to tens of thousands in stadiums in Mexico, Vietnam, Germany, and the United Kingdom this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The governor of Illinois wants to increase abortion access across the country. Democrat J.B. Pritzker has announced the formation of Think Big America, a nonprofit that will raise money to pay for abortions in all 50 states. Some believe the organization is also an effort to raise the profile of Pritzker, who's also a multi-billion dollar equity investor. He says he's fully committed to Illinois, but speculation is rampant that Pritzker harbors presidential ambitions. This is SRN News. Film and TV actors are still on strike.
It's become the longest walk-off in their history. The strike by the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, hits its 100th day on Saturday. While writers are busy back at work after ending their strike. There's no end in sight for actors. Their talks ended October 11th when studios walked away from the negotiating table saying the two sides were too far apart to go on. The prolonged strike means films and TV shows will remain sidelined indefinitely, and it's already starting to affect the upcoming awards season. John Scott reporting.
The sticking points for the actors continue to be long-term pay, consistency of employment, and control over the use of artificial intelligence. The reasons, according to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, include a union demand for a fee for each subscriber to streaming services, which the representatives for the studios call an untenable economic burden. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.